I find reading to be one of the most amazing things. Like, it's one of my favorite things to do.
Not me.
It's so pleasurable. Like, it's so, you get, you, it, so, like, I'm reading one book right now, and it's like, it's a nonfiction, it's just like a biography kind of thing. But it's so, you literally just get to enter another, well, not literally, but you get to enter another world.
Yeah, just like video games where
it's
you literally...
It's amazing. You literally...
You are like, enter, like, there's a world created and it's instant and you wander around in it and
it's boring as hell, though.
No, it's the most fun thing I've ever done.
That's what you don't understand. It's so boring.
Reading is not boring?
No.
Yeah,
it's not at all. It's happening in my mind.
Right?
It's a video game in my mind.
And you have to like lie
so
down to read and it's like, it's so...
You have to actively visualize these things.
Right? Reading is like,
yeah, I know, it's amazing.
It's like this notion that we're like 98% the same as like a gorilla or whatever. Like, reading is 98% the same as sleeping for me. Like, there's like no different. Like, I'm lying down.
You
I'm like,
you fall asleep when
and then I'm like, oh, done. Like, I'm suddenly sleeping every time.
Yeah, but that's the case. So that, I know, that happens to me too sometimes. That's how a lot of people fall asleep. They fall asleep by reading.
Yeah,
the
only
thing is,
that
that's why
guarantee you to
in
bore
the morning,
you to sleep.
In the morning, I'll get up, make a tea, then you sit down on the couch, and then you read.
No, you go on the internet and see what the new news
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what about the internet? You're missing all the news on the internet. Like,
yeah.
what if Trump has become president?
I'm never 100% reading all the time. You can do these little things.
What?
Just like,
I can't
me,
do two
what?
Things. Like, if I'm reading it, I literally have to be in, like, a cellar or something. Like, the world has to be...
Yeah, I have to be in a sensory deprivation.
So, again, try the Pomodoro
the fuck
technique.
Is a
Pomodoro? The Pomodoro technique. You
is
set the timer
tomato?
For 20 minutes. Yeah.
Tomato
it's a tomato timer. Yeah. Is a tomato... That's the technique. It's a little classical tomato. It's a shape of... The timer shaped like a tomato, and you... It's for, like, boiling water or whatever. So you set the Pomodoro. It's a technique for, like, getting shit done. But you can also do it for, like, getting into a task. So you're like, okay, it's only 20 minutes. I can do that for whatever. Then you start the Pomodoro. And then it goes off. And then by that time that it goes off, which is, like, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, you are already in the task. And then you take 5 minutes break. And then by that point, you want to get back into the task because your brain, it's that initial thing. Your brain is resistant to getting into a new groove of something. And that's the challenging part. But once you get your brain into the groove and you're actually thinking, you're reading, like with those Miriam Tate's books, I was like, I didn't want to put them down. Like, I was like, oh, I can't wait to get back to the book. Like, were you like that when you're reading?
Yeah, like I literally, because I would often read before I went to bed, and I would literally end up staying up to like 3 or 4 in the morning reading
yeah.
instead of going to bed, which was insane. But
so,
that's so rare that's ever happened.
So that's the thing, like, but it is rare. Like, you have to find a good book, you have to find a good author.
Funny.
Like, you have to get find. If that's your thing, that's,
that's
okay.
The problem. If you're a little
but,
child, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But
yeah, like a baby book or whatever, like that can keep me engaged, but not proper literature.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, because I think that's a big part of it. For the, and I feel like a lot of this is a retreat of the other radio episode, but, like, I always feel this obligation to read, like oh, it's got to be, if I'm going to read, I better make it count or whatever. So it's got to be this,
yeah.
like, classic book, or it has to be, like, this political tract or whatever. Like,
yeah, if you're reading once in your life, or like, it better be something good.
Yeah, and
no,
then it's
no,
like, it's
I,
so much harder to get into. Like,
I disagree. You have to go with what you're... especially if you want to develop it as a habit, you want to go with what your gut interest is.
But
just
the gut is
learn,
empty.
learn to read for pleasure. So if that means you have to read some, I don't know.
I do, like, and sometimes it's pleasurable, but
like
then it's never as pleasurable as other, like, pursuits, like video games or something like that. The other thing
like
I find is it takes so long to do, like, a book takes so long to read that I'll be into it, like, even those, so this is the, like, definition of, like, that kind of, like, accessible, like, junky but fun book, those Russell Brand books.
Mm-hmm.
Like that first one, I've started,
like
I've literally
yeah.
started, yeah, exactly.
I read Bookie Book and Bookie Book 2.
I know, I
yeah.
have both of them now,
yeah.
too.
Okay.
Both of your copies of them.
Those are, that's my perfect type of easy
but
thing you can
problem.
Read in like 2 days.
That's
like,
what I can't
easy.
Do, because
yeah.
I've literally
it's
started
junk,
it.
Yeah.
The first one I started, I'm like, oh yeah, this is good, I like this. And then I read like 50 pages or something, and it takes me forever. And then, I'm like, yeah, that was good. And then I'll, like, get busy, or I'll just like
yeah.
indulge in easier, simpler pursuits. And then like all of a sudden like a month has gone by, I'm like, oh, I don't remember anything that I read. So it's like, oh, I gotta start at the beginning. So I've actually started BookieWook twice,
mm-hmm.
and like I got to like 40 or 50 pages in, and then like stopped reading it, and then it's like, like,
I mean, it's okay to pick it. I think it's okay to pick it up. Sometimes you gotta put the books down, and then you pick them back up again.
But you gotta start them from scratch.
You don't. I mean, you can. That's probably the better way. But like, you don't have to. You can start midway, and then just keep pick it up. Like, it's fine. It's no big deal.
But then it's like, as I said back in the first like.
Yeah,
coming
yeah.
back to the thing,
it
the first chapter, it's
like,
oh, damn, like
at the ass beginning.
Yeah, because especially
yeah,
in the beginning,
like, those
he starts
types of
with
bio
that
books
thing.
Are less like that. Yeah,
but
you might run to that conclusion, but just
like,
surpass it. Like
things that were in the
you're gonna beginning. Be way more knowledgeable, and you're gonna know what's going on more than if you were to never reopen the book ever again.
From the book you
look.
From the book you look.
Yeah.
Is that the new?
I don't
erotica?
Know. Like,
it's a good book, and it's fun to read. Like, it's well written.
He's, I mean, a lot of those books are, like, all those celebrity books are just ghostwritten.
But I thought he actually wrote that, because he actually does write a lot of stuff.
So that one I think that he might have, and, it, like, you can, he's also just so, like, his vocabulary is, like, amazing. Like, he's, like, so, I love listening to him in interviews and stuff. He's so hilarious. And he's smart. So, yeah, I could see him having written that book, because there's all these sorts of weird little, ways of his
yeah.
little weird Britishisms, but also his little idiosyncratic like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, I would be shocked if he didn't write it, because. Yeah, and he's written it. Like, he writes all the time for like the Guardian and stuff like that. Like. So
mm-hmm.
it doesn't seem like that. So.
How do you feel about digital reading?
I don't like it that
Kindle.
Much.
I
want to
get
like
Heather has a Kindle, and I want to like, take it over as I do with all of her technology eventually, because I really like the. Even though I like the physicality of a book, like, I really like the idea of having, like, 1,000 books on, like, a little thing.
Mm.
And also, like...
Since the non-reader.
Yeah,
it's
but it's...
Like, what is happening? Just pick up one book. That's all
it's
you need.
It's the idea of it in the world of form.
Yeah, exactly. It's
yeah.
all world of form.
It's accumulation. But it's, like, but without... Because I don't have the space for all the books that I used to accumulate and never read.
Yeah.
So now I can at least...
I have to put the books that I can't read. In one tiny device.
Yeah.
That you can ignore forever.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect.
It'll
so,
collect digital dust in that way.
Yeah, it's perfect. Because I literally have boxes of books that I'd like to read, but I never will. And I have an informal rule, then other than, like, comics or whatever, like, I'm not going to... I don't want to buy books anymore, because it's just pointless. I don't read
yeah.
them, and they just take up a ton of room.
I don't even read my comics anymore. It's impossible.
Yeah, I like, I've
it's
literally...
too much work,
I still haven't finished building stories, as we talk about all
mm-hmm.
the time. And there's a bunch of things where... Yes. Sometimes I also, like, I don't read a comic, because I'm like, oh, this will be over too quickly, and I don't want to be done
yeah,
with it yet,
yeah, yeah.
so I never start.
Either it's impossible to read
oh
because it's too boring, like, or it's too good to,
to
finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, so I don't even read it. So I
it
have
drives
books
me insane.
That are like
it doesn't make any
years
sense.
Have passed. I'm like, oh yeah, I keep on meaning to read that. Like, I really want to read that one,
yeah.
and I haven't. And it would literally probably take me like 2 hours to read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, I have that similar thing with certain things, but I just don't start the books because I'm already reading other books. So, like, you know, like I'll go to the store and I'll get so excited, I'm like, oh my god, and then that becomes my new book that I'm reading. But even though I have all these books I haven't read on my shelves at home. I don't know, I think it's just about a love of it, and if you don't have it, then I guess it's not, you know, you just don't have it. But you can develop it if you want to, but it just
I
depends on if you
want to.
I want to,
but I don't want
not
to
in
enough.
Practice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that's the thing. I want to be a better person, and I think that reading would help me
yeah.
be better, but I just can't do it.
Someone noted recently that I have, like, 3 different copies of, like, 1 graphic novel, and I said I haven't read any of them.
Wait, which one?
I think it was, like, this one. Stitches.
Or... Stitches. I don't even know that one.
I
have one of yours, and I don't even bother to give it back, because I like it, and I know you'll never read it, so I just assume... I just believe
which
it to
one?
Be mine. Funhouse, which I really liked. It was actually
isn't
really good.
Isn't that another thing that have multiples?
I don't think so. Yeah, I borrowed it from you, and now I just consider it mine. It's really good, actually. I'd recommend it. I liked it a lot.
But don't you get interested in different like worlds and things like that. Like, don't and then you get to like be there in the book. And that's the thing that like what you were saying, like it takes so long to finish it. It's like different than watching a movie because you know, you have this movie that's in front of you and it's all.
I didn't really like watching movies that much.
Visualize and everything, but the book is like it's richer in a certain way. Like it's less. It's obviously less visually rich, but it's like more immersive in this other way because it does last so long. So it feels like it takes up more space in your brain, but it's also. Like, obviously, you get, if it's first person, for example, you get, like, all this extra detail about everybody and what everybody's doing and all this kind of stuff. And it's just that thing of, like, being allowed access into, like, another world is the fascinating
thing. Yeah, I don't get any, like, other world pleasure, like, escapism pleasure from
it's sometimes
art.
It's not escapism, it's, like, it's access.
But you're going somewhere else. Or, like, I don't want to go somewhere else. I want to go here.
But you do it like video games and stuff, I assume. But I do like that a lot sometimes. And the weird thing is, like, if I think back to university, the English classes I took, like, I really liked a lot of the books I read, and I read them. Like, when I had, like, and that's the thing, I need, like, to be forced to do it. So it was like, you have to read this book by this date, and I could do it. Even, like, I remember with one of the His Dark Materials books, the last one was literally, like, I think, like, 500 pages, and I had to read it in a week, and I did it. Like, it was madness, and I somehow read that book, and I really liked it. But now that, like, when I don't have those, like, the external impositions of, like, this has to be done because of this and this, I can't do it.
A bookstore is, like, heaven.
Yeah,
I like,
I agree.
Yeah, I like it, too, and I think about buying a million books, and then I remember I'm not going to read any of them.
Like, I'm reading a book right now, like, it's a biography about the singer, Billy McKenzie.
And
it's
Russell Brand. My Bookie Book 3.
My Bookie Book 3, yeah. And it's all about Scotland it's all about Scotland in the 80s and his story and all this kind of shit. And I'm so, like, I just, even right now, like, I want to go back to it right now because it's so fascinating. Like, and it's not escapism. It's access to another place that lets you learn more about the world. It lets you learn about a place that does exist or did exist at a certain time. And that's fucking fascinating. Like, you could never get that. And, like, how else can you get that? It's fucking crazy. Like, it's amazing.
What do you mean? Documentaries?
Yeah. I mean, that's true. Like, you can get, sort of, but,
that's
like...
That's the way that I get that.
Yeah, it just those never feel the same way to me personally. I guess part of it is preference of media preference, like, but
preference. But don't you find it easier to watch a documentary than to read a book?
Well, don't you do both all the time?
Yeah.
Those are like
I love documentaries. I'm not saying that I don't.
Books and documentaries.
Yeah.
But isn't it easier to watch a documentary?
I don't find it difficult to read a book. So I guess I don't have that thing of, like, it's difficult, it's too hard.
But maybe not difficult, but isn't it easier to watch the documentary? Doesn't it take some work, like, compared to the book? Or, I mean...
Yeah, I guess, yeah, like, if I'm really... Yeah, I guess to a certain extent, yeah.
Like, it's
like
a lazier thing to watch the
documentary. Yeah, but it's also, like, documentary also only... Like, I feel like you get juicier stuff in a book, too. Like, especially when you're talking about, like... So juicier stuff, but also, like, a more rich pastiche of, like, a place or a time or whatever when you're reading a book, especially if it's, like, a biography or something like that. Because people will say, like, when people are writing biographies, they're writing it for months or years, and they're getting shit ton of, they've done so many interviews with people. And people are going to say things, and they say things candidly, so they say things off record, they say things like this, that you would never get someone saying in a documentary. These kind of little, like, little off-the-cuff, like secret type of things. If it's in print, buried somewhere in a book, that's fine. But they wouldn't go up on a documentary and just talk about it. It's
like
more intimate. It's more intimate, I guess is what I'm saying. Sorry?
You mean less interesting quotations or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, yeah, like, well, just the amount of like, the type of intimacy or whatever that people are allow revealed. You get more of that in books than documentaries, I would say.
Could you
generally, I don't know.
Could you read any book? Like, could you read a 600-page book?
Yeah.
Like, could you read Ulysses? Like, if someone was like, here, read this. Would you be able to do it?
War and Peace?
Or, like, Infinite Jest? Or
would I be?
Things?
Yeah. Well, that's on my reading list, yeah.
Do you think you'll actually be able to do it? Because I want to read that, but I literally, like, 500 pages or whatever.
It depends.
I'm like, well, that's never going to happen.
I don't... No, I don't let a page count. No, I'm reading a book. I'm reading a book right now. I don't know how many pages. It's The Goldfinch. It's a hefty one. It's like this
Whoa.
Big. I'm reading that right now. It's taken a while. It's amazing. It's totally great.
But if don't you forget, like, by the time you get to the end, you forget everything.
But this is the thing. I also don't, like, if I'm reading a book and I really don't like it, I have no issue putting it down and never going back to it.
So I have to finish things even
though
I hate them.
I'm so against that notion. And that's maybe why you hate reading.
So I hate
everything. That's why you hate reading. Too. You should never do that. Never never invest any time in something, in a book that you aren't enjoying. It's fucked up.
That's what
Don't do that.
It is. It's a duty. Or
no.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. This is the problem. That's how you're never going to read, because you're never going to foster a love, because you find it to be a chore. That's the problem.
How can you love something without giving some of yourself to it?
You give it. You give it a chance. So I'm not saying that you throw it.
I'm so arrogant as to read a page and leave the book.
I'm not saying that you throw it away at the first sign of trouble. You march on through. But if you got into like a third of the book and you're like, wow, look, I'm really not getting anything out of this, okay,
third of the
put
book,
it down. Because now,
life achievement.
Now it's
that is like reading a book.
That is.
Then it's time to move on, and then what you do is you devote your time, your energy, and all these things that you're talking about to a new book that's worthy of it, because it jives with you, you know?
But then I have an entire fucking shelf full of books that I've read 3 pages of.
How many of these books on this shelf have you read?
None.
I know you've read some. You've read Portrait of the Artist, I thought.
I've read portions of, like, 50%.
You've read portions of 50%?
Yeah.
So on the whole, you've read maybe 20% of the pages on the shelf.
Like, you know what, you know another way to get you
that
to be... Another way that could get you... I mean, this only works if you are interested in becoming readers. Do you guys even want to be readers? You want to be readers?
I want to occasionally read a book.
Do you actually want to be readers, or do you want to be, like, thought of as a reader, or, like, consider yourself as a reader?
I want to derive pleasure from, like, better things, like, yeah. So, like, read.
Okay, so then one of the ways that you can do that is, a challenge. So, you say, like, this year I want to read 30 books.
I do that every day, and it doesn't work. Every day, I'm like, I'm going to read a book today, and then don't even start.
Okay, so then that means that you didn't actually, you had no intention of actually reading the book. That was just some kind of, I want to be thought of as a reader today. Oh, yeah, there, I thought it. Okay, so you never bye.
Did you set your pomodoro?
Yeah, you didn't set your pomodoro.
Pomo.
If you really want to achieve something, you make those, you put steps in front of you to make it happen, right? You break it down, you know, all this kind of stuff. But, like, really, like, I want to read 30 books, and then how many is that
in a
month?
A year.
30 books in a year.
There's lots of people. I'm on Goodreads. Oh, here's the other thing. Go to Goodreads. Goodreads is the Facebook.
I have a Goodreads account.
Me too.
Too much.
Goodreads is the Facebook of the reading world.
Oh,
it literally is a Facebook.
But the problem is this. I'd rather probably spend my time on Goodreads than reading a book. If there's like an internet site to be looked at, then I'm going to do that instead.
It can tell you things like, what page are you on of this new book that you're reading? So you say which book you're reading, and all your friends will say, and they'll be like, oh, how's it going?
So
I
you
love
would
it.
Be
I
the
want
one
more friends on there.
One
no,
friend Jul-
Julia's on there. Ryan's on there.
Yeah, Ryan's a little nerdy, reasonable time.
Stuff like that. So, and then if you guys are on there, we'll start a revolution here.
Who's the nerd? Here, a big thing I thought of is currentness. That's a really important thing for me, and I don't think it is for you as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so the feeling that, like, this stuff is from, like, Like I'm back in like the stone age.
Like, you feel like
I'm reading something from like a year or whatever ago, a decade ago or something. Like meanwhile, like who knows what's going on in city politics or like stuff like that, like on Twitter, like who knows what's going on in the world right now or whatever. Like, and so I feel like I'm missing out on current events as they're happening or something. And like while I'm back in the barn or like reading or something.
I think that you have to.
But you don't.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
But I also, I think that you're in the trap, it's a fiction that you actually are achieving anything by staying in the loop. In reality, you're not really staying, you're not
relevant.
Really achieving anything. You're just, you just
no
feel
cares.
Like, that's exactly what I'm saying.
And is it a corpse?
No, I'm just saying that it's an illusion of productivity, like, or it's an illusion of, like, connection or something. You're gonna get so much more if you actually read a like one book, like pick a real good book, and you, let's say that's the only thing you read all year, and then you sit and you think about it, and you think about it in relation to society, in relation to whatever, you're gonna get so much more out of that than like looking every day at Twitter for an hour.
I get a lot of out of Twitter for an hour, but
it's not
Facebook
lasting
is...
though. It's not like, it's not a right? And here's the other thing. Start with association. So association is so important too. Like this is the thing that I'm learning about in psychology. And it has like nefarious, you know, ends and certain things. But so you like start with the people that you like and then associate them with books that either they like or they've written or whatever. So you like Leibovitz, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So read her stuff. And then she's with you because you already like her. Now she was... She's really good friends with...
Toni Morrison.
Now you read some Toni Morrison books. That type of thing. Or,
Leibovitz,
you know...
always talks about Dorothy Parker and...
Oh, Dorothy Parker, fucking hilarious.
And Thurber, I don't know, James Thurber.
I don't know. I don't know anything really about him.
Like, some kind of...
Maybe by name or something. But I have the Dorothy Parker... Seth illustrated
Yeah, Leibovitz is a good idea. That is something that... Me reading
mm-hmm. I don't know if you have any of her books, but I have one of her books, so I can give you that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Leibovitz book? You, like, and I remember when you got into a few things, it was rare, but when you did, you were obsessed with it. Like that, the poems of Cold Mountain or whatever, obviously it's poetry,
yeah.
But like you were going wild.
Yeah,
you
and P.G. Woodhouse,
time.
You were going wild.
Poetry, I can do
it. Yeah, you lent me that P.G. Woodhouse book, I read it too. It was good, I liked it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it was
actually,
short as hell. That was a plus. It was like 70 pages. Or
Woodhouse,
so you could actually read it.
Woodhouse is one thing. Like I've been reading a Woodhouse novel, like and it's really weird. Like,
and the Beckett plays too are easy to read because they're shorter.
Mm. Yeah. So Woodhouse is.
I think I just need to read short books. Like a page can't be more than 100. A book can't be more than 100 pages.
So get into novellas or like poetry compilations or something.
Yeah, I should do that. Actually, that's good.
There you go.
Should we have a reading club for non-readers?
Yeah.
For beginners?
For aspiring readers.
For aspiring. For failed readers.
I would probably do that. It's just that I'm so... Like, I've joined one book club once before, and it was not good.
Bunch of duds.
And
didn't you read, like, Eat, Pray, Love and those kind of books, though?
Well,
kind of like
sort
the
of.
Girl on the
well,
train,
everybody.
All the it books.
The chocolate.
No, like we also read, 100 Years of Solitude, and like we read these different
and the
things.
Girl
but everybody, yeah,
the
that's the thing because everybody got to pick it.
Oh yeah,
everybody
didn't you pick that one and everyone hated it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you pick?
100 Years of Solitude.
They hated it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and so anyway, so I mean, that wouldn't be an issue.
Still
have
my book.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Every time I go to a thrift store, there's always at least, like, 2 or 3 copies of 100 Years of Solitude in the book section.
Mm.
It's, like, the most common book.
Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
Such a good book.
So, I just have such a... I also always have multiple books on the go at once, and so... I mean, I would do a book club if you guys want to start that. I could probably do
that. Well, it would only be short ones, so you could probably read it literally like an hour.
I'm not really a fast reader, though. I read a lot, but I'm not really a fast reader.
I'm sure you're way faster than we are.
We would have to have, It's different standards for a reading tool. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. One page for us is a book for you.
Mm-hmm. This could be fun. I would be into that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great if we had goals.
I really love nonfiction, so I'd be fine to do, like, a total nonfiction book club.
That American Nations history. Book.
One book
that's
you
another
could
thing. Do. That American Nations book, like, remember?
No.
Like, those
what?
Types of books,
what?
Those
American
types of nonfiction,
Nations?
Nonfiction ones.
What? You don't remember that?
No, I don't know what you're talking
about.
I mean,
you may not have been
that
there.
I was reading, no, I'm sure that I've talked to you about this a million times. Like, I was reading it for a long time, and it was so good, but, like, it disappeared since, the movie. Like,
yeah, no longer.
Yeah, so I don't know where the fuck it is.
Can you get it from the library? That's the problem with the library. You don't get the books for long enough to read them. Like,
yeah.
I always think of it, like, who could fucking read a book that
even
quickly?
Open the cover
yeah. Like, I tried to once, and then I literally couldn't. And I was like, well, and it was like, it has to be some book that no one gives a shit about so I can renew it, like, 100 times. Otherwise.
Yeah, you can renew it. Yeah, I was just going to say.
But if it's
but
like
I
a popular
will say
one,
that when you take a book out, you get 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In no time at all.
Yeah,
like, the first chapter.
I've never, like, used the library system.
I only got a library card when I started working at the city. And because the library was right there, and I was like, finally, I can easily
so
get
what did you do
card.
At the library?
I got a library card, and I took out a couple books. And I read part of one of them.
Which books did you take out? That's really fun.
They were non-fiction. One was, I liked it a lot, actually. One was called Another Vietnam, and it was, like, this guy had gone to Vietnam and got, like, found all the war photographers from, like, the North Vietnamese, like, the non-American side, because that was, like, the side you never saw pictures of.
Mm.
And it was incredible. Like, the photos he had that were basically being shown to the public for the first time. Like, most of these people, they were, like, poor and stuff. They just had them in, like, tins under their bed for, like, since the Vietnam War.
Mm.
It was really interesting, a lot of the backstory with it. But it was huge. I couldn't get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other book. I don't know what it was. And then there was one book that I forgot to pick. Like, it was like, your book is in. Because I had placed a hold on it. And it took 2 months before it came in. And then I forgot to pick it up.
Oh, then you get charged for that.
Yeah, I
get
charged
yeah.
$1 for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was annoying. So it was like, that one I failed before I even touched it. It's too hard. And the pressure of having to... I hate, even though I respond well to, like, deadlines and things like that, it also bothers me a lot, so, like, oh, you have 3 weeks starting now and ending now, like, it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh.
Yeah, it's sort
yeah.
of pressing it up. Oh.
Yes, that's why you can just go to B&B and get cheap books.
But then you have books, that's why
yeah,
the Kindle makes sense, like, a e-reader makes
yeah,
a lot of sense.
Yeah, I have an e-reader, too.
But you don't like it.
Not a Kindle, the Kobo.
Kobo?
No, it's okay, I just don't. I use it sometimes, but rarely. It's really not as good. Like, I love just... It takes forever to load a page, and then, like, you can't... If you're like, wait, I don't remember... What did they say in that first chapter? You can't just, like, and get there. You have to, like, 80 times.
Can you scroll in the...
A little bit, but, like, yeah. So, yeah, you can scroll a little bit, but I don't know if you guys are like this, too, but it's like when I read something in a book, I'll remember... roughly where it was in the book, and then I'll remember, oh, they said this thing that I really want to read, and that was, like, at the top left corner, so then that's
yeah.
where I'll look
mm.
kind of thing. So you can't do that really on a Kindle. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
You do, your relationship to the... Because I won't remember, like, oh, like, 20 pages ago it was the top of that page. Like,
and then if you change the text size, it's like, oh, that might now be on page...
I hate the
six
variability
versus...
bullshit. Like,
yeah,
I wish
a lot of variability.
Just, it would be a fixed thing.
I,
yeah, so it's okay, but it's not my preference.
I just remembered, yeah, the book... This is my main problem, is, like, this is my white whale. The Lives of Girls and Women, like...
Yeah, I was gonna ask,
I literally love
that
book, like, every time. I've literally started it 3 times now,
yeah.
because I read it and I love it, but it takes forever. I can't get through it. Like, it takes so long, and then I'll just, like, stop reading it, and then I'll forget it, and I'm like, oh, I need to start again.
Yeah.
And every time I read it, I think, like, I love this book, I love the writing, I think of parts that are like, wow, that was brilliant. Like, that, like, was the best, like, line I've ever read. and then I still can't finish it. Like, if I can love a book that much and not be able to finish it, like,
weird.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with me? And it's weird because maybe it's that I don't, like, it's kind of interesting, but it's not grabbing me, but I really enjoy the actual process of reading it. Like, it's so well written, but I can't finish
so
it.
So it's, you enjoy it at the sentence level, but not the...
No, I still enjoy it at the other level, but, like, I don't know, it hasn't, like, grabbed me the same way as, like, Complicated Kindness or something like that, but it's, like, it's an incredible book. Like, I really, really like it, and I'm on my third time trying to read it.
I would say don't try to start it from the beginning again. Try to start it from somewhere in the middle. Just be radical in your approach. Like, just do it differently.
But the thing is, it's, like, I feel like because
you're just
going
to start, it's going to do the same thing. You're just going to drop it at the same.
It takes me, like, a week to, like, read, like, 30 pages, and it's, like, oh, if this book's, like, 250 or 300 pages, like, it's, like, 2 or 3 months to get through, and it's like, how is that possible? Like, how could I spend that much time on one thing? Yeah, that book is destroying me.
Oh my goodness.
I forgot about that.
Or get it on audio tape.
That's the thing, but I can not pay attention to things so easily that I think that would be worse for me.
It's so weird that I did English in the
US. Yeah. Yeah, I'll say.
English or whatever, reading and
learning. How often did you read
but the thing
books?
Is, like, I love writing, but I don't like reading it. I mean, I love the concept of, like, writing it, like, and, or, like, the written word, I guess not the act of it, but, like,
oh, I see.
Writing.
So how did you do that, actually? Because, like, you would have to write on the books you read.
Yeah,
but
so
you never
I only read, or almost read the books that I had to do an essay on. Like, so it was, like, one out of 20 books that I, like, read per class or something.
But did you ever not finish them and still write an essay? Like, did you
yeah,
ever,
sometimes
like,
I had to, because it was so beyond my reading level that, like, I couldn't come close to, like, read that fast or reading that fast.
So how would you do it? Like, would you literally write an essay on, like, the themes in the first 30 pages of a book?
Sometimes, yeah. Or, like... yeah, I think I literally did. / like reading a summary. Yeah, it's really fun. I would get through like half of it or something. Yeah, like so it would take me like a semester to read a single book, like not a week, which is what they gave us. Since it's weird that we write it. We don't read. We write, but we don't read.
Yeah, but we don't enjoy writing either, and we don't do it that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not, like, oh, gotta write today, like, gotta get some writing done. Like, it's a chore that we do when we have to, which I feel like we could do that with reading if we really wanted to. But I don't think, the thing with writing is that it's the external validation factor. We write something and then we present it to people to, like, which is doesn't happen with reading. It's so internal, like it's
yeah.
So
you
personal.
Need to have the you need to have the love for it.
There's no
you
prize
need to develop
at the end
a real.
And it's the same.
Yeah, so we can force ourselves to do writing because at least there's a payoff. And
yeah.
Like what motivates us, it's always so clear too. It's like, oh, there's a zine fair coming up. We
yeah,
need to get
or
it done.
There's a symposium.
Yeah, but whereas reading, it's like.
When you were kids, did you read for pleasure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did more like the Roald Dahl books,
like Goosebumps.
Yeah, Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, that's good. So that's what... But do you remember
Fear
the
Street?
Feeling
Dean
of,
Koontz.
Like... Oh, did you? Yeah.
I really like those ones in early high school.
And do you remember, like, it was, like, a visceral, like, oh, I can't wait to, like, get into
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
with
like,
some of them.
The Goosebumps books, yeah. With,
yeah.
like, Scholastic, what's it called? Like, with the book...
Bookworders and the book
fair,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's good. So then, yeah, so you guys... You know what it's like, so you can...
But then we discovered, like, easier pleasure.
Yeah, and then video games.
Those things flew out the window.
And internet.
I'll never understand video games.
Like, once there's the internet, like, how do you read? That's the end of reading.
Maybe if I get a really good e-reader, that'll change everything.